So another kind of related question to this case is the issue of, was this transplant really necessary or could it have been delayed? I don't know what his life situation was and how much of a problem it caused him work-wise or whatever to have to go through a transplant. But I'm curious what you say to patients about the benefit of transplant. For example, do you believe there's a survival benefit to doing it? Do you believe that patients would do just as well with delayed transplant? And from a practical point of view, do you think there could be a role right now for MRD measurement in trying to make that decision?
So all those are absolutely fantastic questions. First, with respect to the data supporting the use of upfront transplant versus delayed. So I generally will have a discussion about the fact that at this time there are four relatively recent phase 3 studies which have all addressed that question. You know, you can argue that a few of them done in Europe perhaps use suboptimal induction regimens and therefore and suboptimal chemotherapy versus transplant arms. But even so, the signal across all four studies has been very consistent in terms of the PFS benefit. The survival benefit, yes, in some studies. The IFM 2009 study, we simply don't have long enough follow-up yet to look at survival differences. Right now, there's no difference between upfront and delayed transplant, but both arms are doing exceedingly well. I really tell patients that I believe at this time, upfront transplant should be considered standard of care. Practically speaking, when you have patients who choose to collect their stem cells and perhaps stay on some sort of maintenance therapy, whether it's len alone, lenalidomide dexamethasone, you know, their quality of life up front might be better because they didn't go through a transplant, but their disease is oftentimes difficult to manage once they do start to progress. So you're progressing on, let's say, len alone or lenalidomide and dexamethasone. At this point, then, you need to offer some sort of salvage therapy to try to get them to transplant, and it's not always an easy thing to get them to that transplant. And so I think the likelihood of patient getting a transplant is much, much higher if it's done following induction versus waiting until time of first relapse. I also think that the disease sensitivity is improved. In general, we have retrospective data suggesting that the fewer therapies that a patient sees upfront before going to a melphalan-based transplant, the better the outcomes are post-transplant. And so I think it's difficult once you start treating a relapsed patient and trying to clean up their disease, get them to transplant. I think in general, the duration of benefit post-transplant in the delayed setting is shorter than the benefit in the upfront setting. So we talk about all of that. And so I sometimes say that it's, you know, upfront pain for hopefully long-term gain. Whether that's true for every single patient, it's hard to say. We only have aggregate data. We're not very good at individualizing therapy at this point. But I think right now, in the absence of any other studies showing true prolonged remissions without a transplant, I would still offer transplant following induction therapy. This question of MRD negativity is a really interesting one. Obviously, we know that achieving MRD negativity is a good thing. There's no question about that. But where I think it gets murky is whether, well, is it just MRD negativity times one? Is it MRD negativity over a period of a year, over 2 years? What's really important? We all have had patients who achieve MRD negativity and then relapse 6 months later. So MRD negativity does not equal cure. And until we get to the point where we can confidently say that achieving MRD negativity equates to long-term remission, I don't think we can use it to pick which patients don't need a transplant or which patients should go to transplant.
So I'm just kind of curious, though, if a patient like this one, for example, a young patient says to you, will I live longer by taking an immediate transplant as opposed to collecting my cells? How would you answer that?
I would say I honestly don't know. I think the answer is yes, but we just don't know. Based on the study which is most applicable to him, the IFM 2009 study, the answer is in the short term, no, based on, you know, 3-year survival data. But long term, my suspicion is still that upfront transplant is going to confer better survivals. So I'm always very honest with my patients and try to discuss the available data and then try to distinguish between what my recommendation is based on, whether it's based on data or whether it's based on kind of personal judgment.